My name's Lanigan. I'm from across the water. You're B.O. O'Toole, and it's right glad that I am to meet you.
I'm descended from the kings, you know, in the halls of Tara. It's like this. We're doing a job in London. Tis the Albert Hall at all, and we've run right out of the jelly.
So if you could be letting me have a little of the jelly night, be dad, I'd be doing the job.
But why are we talking in the cursed tongue when we have the Gaelic? Oh, Clan Fair with Gingith, go Gaelic, Windroth with, Clan Tassilio, go, go, go.
An Englishman, all right.
Ah, good evening, all me jolly lads. I'm glad to find you well. If you'll kindly gather round me now, the story I will tell. For I've got the situation, and be gara and be gob. I can whisper right the weekly wage of 19 bob. 'Tis 12 months come October since I left me native home, after helping in Killarney boys to bring the harvest down. Ah, but now I wear the gansey and around me waist the belt. I am the gaffer in the squad that makes the hot Ashfelt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the world, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot Ashfelt. Now the other night a copper comes and he says to me, Maguire, would you kindly let me light me pipe down at your boil of fire? Well, he planks himself straight down in front with hobnails up to late. He says, I'm a decent man, you better go and mind your bait. He ups and yells, I'm down on you, I'm up to all your pranks. Don't I know you're far a traitor from the Tipperary ranks? Boys, I hit straight from the shoulder and I gave him such a belt that I knocked him into the boiler full of hot Ashfelt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the world, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot Ashfelt. We quickly pulled him out again and threw him in the tub, and with soap and warm water we began to rub and scrub. Ah, but divil the thing had hardened, and it turned him hard as stone, and with every other rupture you could hear the copper growing. I'm thinking, says O'Reilly, that he's looking like old Nick, and burn me if I'm not inclined to clave him with me pick. Now, says I, it would be easier to boil him till he melts, and to stir him nice and easy in the hot Ashfelt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the wood, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot Ashfelt. You may talk about your sailor lads, your singers and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, but we play as the ladies best. Now the only ones who know the way the flinty hearts to melt are the lads around the boiler making hot Ashfelt. Well, with rubbing and with scrubbing, sure, I cut me death the cold. For scientific purposes, me body, it was sold in the Kelvin Grove Museum, me boys, I'm hanging in me pelt as a monument to the Irish making hot Ashfelt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the wood, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot Ashfelt.
landed here from Ireland just a week ago today, and as soon as I had settled in the town, I resolved to act entirely in a thorough American way, so I changed my name from Gilligan to Brown. Then I strolled down on Fifth Avenue and assumed American airs, but it didn't work a little bit, I vow. For Harry, Tom, and Dick all remarked, "Hello there, Mick." So that is why I'm asking of you now. How can they tell that I'm Irish? How do they know I'm a Mick? If they see me in the dark or while walking in the park, you'll hear them all remark, "Sure, he's right from the old dark." If I go to a ball or a party, I've only got to wobble Molly, oh, and in less than half a tick, they can tell that I'm a Mick, or how the blazes do they get to know. Will anyone be kind enough to tell me what it is by which they spot me nationality? It cannot be me whisker, and I'm sure it's not me fizz. Then tell me what in thunder can it be? And if I spoke the brogue, because I think it might be that. Or if I talked about the dear old place. But their jokes are at me hurled as if I walked around the world with a little map of Ireland on me face. How can they tell that I'm Irish? How do they know I'm a Mick? If they see me in the dark or while walking in the park, you'll hear them all remark, "Sure, he's right from the old dark." If I go to a ball or a party, I've only got to wobble Molly, oh, and in less than half a tick, they can tell that I'm a Mick, or how the places do they get to know.
a lady, a lady fair. A day sit there lonely on his bone. Though he lived so long ago, the things he did, we all well know. He was a man who made a stand, a drunk master against the Viking band.
Lightning, Viking of our land, you know we must understand. Lightning, Viking of our land, he was an all-time hero.
When at last the day was won, there was no joy on that bloody shore. Fight no more.
Fighting, Viking of our land, you know we must understand. Fighting, Viking of our land, he was an all-time hero. Fighting, Viking of our land, you know we must understand. Fighting, Viking of our land,
thank you. me slod at the shell, a coonaral, it's a glunt in grass, you know.
Let your quacks and newspaper be cutting their capers about curing the vapors, the scratch or the gout, with their powders and potions, their sands and lotions, the hone in their notions, their mighty put on. Would you know the truth is it's a bother pathetic and pitch to the dibble, cramp, colic and spleen. You'll find it, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a glass of poutine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, white botheration, oh, dose in the nation can give consolation like whiskey, me boys. Come and guess me this riddle, what be pipe and fiddles, what stronger than mustard or milder than cream? What best with your whistle, what's clearer than crystal, sweeter than honey and stronger than steam? What will make the dumb talk, what will make the lame walk, what's the elixir of life and philosopher's stone? And what helped Mr. Brunel to ding the Thames Tunnel? Sure wasn't it whiskey from a hole in the shore?
Why don't you drink it yourself?
Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, Lord, I'd not wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of whiskey, me boy.
You are a
I'm
chance to go roamin'. Down by the clear river I joggin' along. I heard an old man making sad lamentation about rocking the cradle and he all alone. Hi-ho, hi-ho, my lad Elijah. Perhaps your own dada will never be known. I am seeing and sighing and rocking the cradle and nursing the baby and I all alone. She goes out every night to a ball or a party and leaves me here rocking the cradle alone. It's by the Nohari, if ever you marry, they'll leave you there rocking the cradle alone. Hi-ho, hi-ho, my lad Elijah. Perhaps your own dada will never be known. I am seeing and sighing and rocking the cradle and nursing the baby and I all alone. So come all you young men that's inclined to get married, now take my advice and leave the women alone. For it's by the Lohari, if ever you marry, they'll leave you there rocking the cradle alone. So that's it.
Thank you. trees, 'tis three it was cutting down brooms, green brooms. He had a son, his name it was John, and he stayed in bed until noon. He stayed in bed until noon. The old man arose and up to John goes and swore he would burn his room, gay room, if he wouldn't rise and sharpen his knives and go to the wood to cut brooms, green brooms, and go to the wood to cut brooms. Johnny arose and wore on his clothes. In passion he left his room, gay room, saying, "Mend me bell to God, learning and er, can I humble solos to cut brooms, green brooms, can I humble solos to cut brooms?" Johnny went on along the green woods till he came to a castle of fame, fame, fame. He rapped and he called as loud as good ball, saying, "Fair maiden, do you want any brooms, green brooms? Fair maiden, do you want any brooms?" This lady, being up in her window so high, she spied this young man so terrible neat, neat, neat. She said to her maid, "Go out to the gate and call in this young man with his brooms, green brooms, and call in this young man with his brooms." Johnny went in without dread or fear and entered this lady's room, gay room. She gave him a chair and bade him sit down, saying, "You're welcome to me with your broom, green brooms, you are welcome to me with your brooms." They sent for the priest and married they were, all in this lady's room, gay room. So, boys, do we drink, or what do we think? There is no thread like cutting down brooms, green brooms, there is no thread like cutting down brooms. Thank you.
Thank you. the people, that's our demand, and let's not settle for less. 800 years of colonial rule have not destroyed the nation's will to live. Oh, I'm the one and I love free. The Irish people rule the land. That is our aim, and it will be achieved by taking the road of revolution. Ireland our own, and all therein shall be ruled by the Irish people.
The Irish people are one people, second of our principles, Protestant and Catholic say. The Irish people are one people, they have naught to fight about, they'll unite the north or south. Seeds and partition have been planted by the British politicians back in history, against the day they need divide and rule. Oppressor's nightmare, red flag, when the workers unite, the border will be no more.
Oh, Ireland one and Ireland free, the Irish people rule the land. That is our aim, and it will be achieved by taking the road of revolution. Ireland our own and all therein shall be ruled by the Irish people. Grateful for a country to sell, for die they would before they'd stoop to work. Oh, Ireland one and Ireland free, the Irish people rule the land.
That is our aim, and it will be achieved by taking the road of revolution.
Ireland our own and all therein shall be ruled by the Irish people.
Nation oppressing another nation can't be free itself at all. Last of our four principles, a nation oppressing another nation can't be free itself at all. English people, now hear this, source of reaction in our own country. The Irish question's ruled by the British ruling class as a proving ground for the fascist use of force. English internationalists must fight for Irish freedom from this side.
Oh, Ireland one and Ireland free, the Irish people rule the land. That is our aim, and it will be achieved by taking the road of revolution.
Ireland our own and all therein shall be ruled by the Irish people.
Communist Party of Ireland.
Marxist, Leninist, Communist Party of England.